Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. Have you ever heard of an eco-friendly interior designer? Well, neither did I, until I came across this book, Clean Design, Wellness for Your Lifestyle. And this was written by Robin Wilson, who is an eco-friendly interior designer. And she's going to help us understand how to be able to clean up every single room of your home, reducing asthma and allergy symptoms. I just think this is so unique. I've never really read any book like this. So, Robin, welcome to Her Radio. What a great book you wrote.
Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
Thank you.
So,
well, I suffer from allergies and asthma, and so I had to do something.
Well, so obviously you were inspired by your own passion because of what happened to you. And so now we have all these listeners in Her Radio Land thinking, wow, what am I supposed to do with all of these things in each room of my house? Oh, gosh, where do you even begin? So help us with that.
Well, you know, I tell people in this book that the first thing and the free thing that you can do is when you walk in your home every night, take your shoes off. Don't track in the pesticides and the E. coli you may have picked up on the sidewalk into your home. And from there, I remind people that you spend one-third of your life sleeping. So try to find a way to make your bedroom a sanctuary. And that means one simple question. When was the last time you washed or changed your pillow? A lot of people say 6 years or even longer. And so we say, you know, you got to get a fresh pillow in there, some linens, and clean as though you're moving out, which means getting under the bed and the dresser and in the closet and really getting all the dust out of your space.
Oh, I think that that's such a fabulous idea.
Yeah. And then, I mean, a lot of it's common sense, but what's also very important is your home is your ecosystem. We can talk about the global world all day, but your home is your ecosystem. It's where you spend a great chunk of your time. And this book, Clean Design, actually gives people guidance for every room of their home. It guides you from the nursery, if you have a baby, to if you are elderly or about to be elderly and talking about things like curbless showers. And then within the bathroom, what are you doing about mold prevention? Or are you making your bathroom a chemical stew when you clean it? For example, you use a toilet bowl cleaner, you use a mirror cleaner, you use a bath cleaner, you use a floor cleaner, then you use some sort of fragrance in your bathroom, and you're creating a toxic stew. So it's giving you some tips so you aren't having to do that while still keeping your space clean. And one other thing I will say as an asthma and allergy sufferer, the key to clean design is eliminating and managing triggers. As we all know, if you have allergies or asthma, you don't want to trigger one. You don't want to trigger an attack from a perfume or smoke or dust. And this gives you some good reference. And
well, you know,
I'll
you
give
can
you a couple
actually
of quick funny things.
You will go for it. Yeah.
One of the funny things that people don't realize is they'll use toxic cleansers, for example, if they have children, to clean crayon off the wall or things like that. But did you know toothpaste will actually clean crayon marks off the wall?
It will not. There's no way.
Yes, it will. Page 159. This is a tip to my grandmother. And it also whitens your tile grout. And it cleans the grease catchers on your stove. So instead of soaking it in some toxic chemical that then, if you have asthma or allergies, now you're breathing that in, you can keep it a little healthier.
Oh, I love it. And the same thing with vinegar, too. You can use vinegar for a lot of cleaning, baking soda and stuff. I think it's fabulous. Can we just go to one of the EU places in the house oft times? And I always think about this when I'm in a hotel, too. The shower curtain. Ooh. You know?
I know. Isn't that awful? We all don't want to think about our shower curtain, especially when we get the little black ring around the bottom. But I tell people that's when it needs to come out. That's when you've probably got a bit of mold somewhere in your space. So one recommendation is get rid of your vinyl shower curtain, get a nylon shower curtain. Think of nylon like your pantyhose. You can wash it, number one. Number two, it's what hospitals and many hotels use because it does not attract mold as quickly. And then another thing, I don't know if you've heard about phthalates, which is the chemical used to keep it pliable. Well, guess what? That can actually affect the endocrine system. And for many people, they don't realize they're having trouble getting pregnant, but they have a vinyl shower curtain. Get rid of it, and you're going to see a difference within 3 or 6 months.
Ladies, did you hear that out there on her radio land? Good grief, it's your shower curtain infertility. I've never made that connection
before. It could
be.
I will tell I have a 2.5-year-old now, and I'm one of those people. So, anyway, fast forward.
Well, what about pets? See, you know, we got man's best friend in there somewhere or some little meow meow. So talk to us about the pet thing.
I say that if your pet is an indoor pet, keep it an indoor pet. If it's an outdoor pet, then you need to find a dry shampoo and keep your pet off of your pillow in your sleeping area. If that's not possible because they love your bed, then make sure you're cleaning your bed linens a little more frequently than others. I also say look at what's in their paws because all too often you'll find an animal has picked up something at the park and you don't want that on your bed.
Yeah, my dog is a German Shepherd. He usually picked up another small dog. No, just kidding. No,
Exactly.
The big dogs and the small ones.
Again, going to eliminating and managing triggers. This book is not just, this is not something you're going to just read cover to cover. If you want to, that's great. But this is like the joy of cooking. You're going to reference this for a long time. And so we've done it by room. We've done it by reason. And we've also done it to guide you to simple cleaning principles. And one thing a lot of people don't think about is how allergy connections to, let's say, ragweed and food. So if you're allergic to ragweed, you could also be allergic to certain fruits or vegetables. So if you check out page 102 in the book, it's going to give you a table that articulates that you could say, oh, I'm going to come inside, you know, I have a ragweed allergy, and then you pop a banana or some cantaloupe, and it's the same protein structure, and you can end up wheezing and sneezing inside.
Well, that's because, you know, as a physician, I know that there's this very important cross-linking between nature, natural plants, et cetera, and the human body and its receptors, especially the hormone receptors. Talk to us about the kitchen. I have a question for you. So I see so often people who take a towel, you know, like a cloth towel, and they use that to dry off things back and forth. And then they take that towel and they put it on top of all of the dried things in the dishpan right next to the sink. So the real question is, should people be using paper towels? Should they be using these cloth towels? And if they use cloth towels, how long are they good for?
You know, I try to stay away from wasting paper towels. I say that deliberately because too often you're throwing thousands away. But if you are not regularly washing your laundry, meaning every single night, then you need to use paper towels. Also, you need to think about the sponge. Are you using the sponge to clean up, let's say, chicken, salmonella, and then you're using it to clean your dishes?
So basically, if you're using
a cleaning sponge.
Exactly. So, you know, really at the end of the day, if you're using a cloth towel, you need to be washing it every single day. And if you're using, you know, otherwise it's a paper towel. Everyone, I want to make sure you know we've been talking to Robin Wilson, author and eco-friendly interior designer. Her book is Clean Design, Wellness for Your Lifestyle. Her website is robinwilsonhome.com. Thank you, Robin, for being on her radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay well.